Hey everyone, it's Nurse Kelly. I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and I am the host of this podcast you are listening to right now, and it is called The Happy Traveler, where we discuss everything informative and entertaining in the travel healthcare professional industry, and I am super excited about today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about travel nursing tips and advice, everything you want to know about travel nursing from a travel nurse herself, and today's guest is Emily Chang, and she is a CVICU nurse, and we are super excited to have her. So, Emily, do you want to just say hi to everybody real quick?
Hi, Wanderly fam. My name's Emily Chang, and I've been a nurse for 3.5 years. And on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, I do go by Explorin' M. Chang, a little play on words. And I was born and raised in New York, born in Manhattan, raised in Long Island, and was living in Queens before I took the dive into travel nursing.
Very cool. Well, we love it. Well, you guys are going to get to hear every single thing that you want to hear about her awesome advice and tips that she's going to have for you about travel nursing. So we're going to definitely get into that. But before we do, we're going to share this week's Wanderly Fun Fact. And this week's Wanderly Fun Fact is anonymous chat. So we're going to get Emily's opinion on anonymous chat. But what that means is that travelers, we have come up with a solution to solve one of your biggest problems and biggest aggravations that you've told us about, which is that you get contacted constantly. And you have to give out all of this information before you can have information given to you about an assignment. So what we've done is created anonymous chat where you can go, you can see a fully detailed pay package, you can see the benefits, all of the breakdown, everything, and you can chat with the recruiter about that pay package anonymously. So you can know all the information up front. You don't have to send over anything. They don't have to know who you are. Everything can be through anonymity, and we think that that solves a lot of problems. So Emily, I wanted to ask you what you thought about that, and then we will get into all of your travel nursing tips and advice.
Awesome. So I love that because I feel like sometimes it's really intimidating looking for assignments and getting all the details. I feel like sometimes we're pulling teeth with recruiters to try to get all the information up front. So I love that service and I feel like it'd be really helpful as a traveler.
Awesome. Well, yeah, everything that we create, all of our enhancements and improvements on the Wanderly platform are specifically created because somebody has said something about it and they've offered a suggestion because it's a true concern or issue. So we're just trying to improve communication for recruiters and for nurses and for all of our healthcare professionals that travel on our platform. So we love it too. Awesome. Okay, well, if you guys want to go check that out, again, it's wanderly.us. So make sure to check out the anonymous chat. You can always sign up and browse all of our pay packages for free. But let's get into talking to Emily Chang, a CVICU travel nurse. We're so excited to have you on. Okay, Em, tell us all about you. Tell us about your hobbies. How did you get into nursing? How did you get into travel? You just go, girl. We want to hear everything about you.
Okay, awesome. So I've been a critical care nurse for 3.5 years with my primary experience in CVICU and a little bit in CCU, and then I have dabbled in a little bit of medical and surgical ICUs. I've been a traveler for what will be 10 months by the end of next week as I wrap up my current assignment in San Francisco, and California has been the only state that I've traveled in, and I actually just accepted my next assignment in Seattle, Washington for the summertime, and I'm stoked. I have started my social media platforms and video making because I felt like when I was researching for travel nursing for years prior to starting, there was a lot of information out there, but it was so scattered. There wasn't a centralized place and so much information, and every source was saying something a little bit differently. So, and especially on Instagram, I felt like being a primarily picture-based platform and now moving into video content, there was a lot of romanticizing about travel nursing. And you saw these beautiful mountains and beaches and photos from these travelers and captions about life and traveling and the amazing lifestyle. But nobody was really talking about the difficult, raw, vulnerable times and the transition periods and feeling lonely and stressed out. So I felt like when I started my platforms, I wanted everyone to be able to know and to be able to showcase my experiences through those difficult times and to educate on topics that weren't really spoken about and to bring travelers more together. It is terrifying to take the leap into travel nursing, and because there's so much unknown, I feel like it's really important for us to be supportive of each other in the travel nurse community, and that's something I'm super passionate about, and creating a stronger community and bonds amongst each other. In terms of hobbies, I'm a huge outdoor enthusiast and active person. What I love about the West Coast, which I knew was going to be a place that had more like-minded people that I can relate to, was that there's so much nature and mountains, and mountains are a place where I feel like I can be in a physical place to clear my mind and also listen to the serenity that nature brings. And it really helps reset my mind and my heart and keep me super grounded. I find that anytime I go out in nature for a walk or a hike, it's impossible for me to leave that experience without feeling a newfound perspective on a situation or a problem that I'm encountered with. And in a world of constant stimulation and distraction, I find that stepping out into nature more and more helps ground and center me.
Ooh, I just love all of that. Well, you have some really awesome hobbies. And I also really, really like that you talk about how you got into nursing, how you got into travel. I think that a lot of people have similar stories to yours and can definitely relate. When you were talking about, too, how you got into travel, do you have – okay, so I want to hear all of the advice and the tips that you have for our travelers, obviously. But do you also have one specifically for just getting into travel, just taking that leap that you're talking about?
The best way to get into the travel community is to just by interacting with us. We're so open and so supportive of one another, but I understand it could be very difficult reaching out to someone that you don't know, a stranger online. Of course, that's still scary, but it's becoming more and more common. And I feel like we're all so accepting and supportive of each other. It just takes one message, one DM. We're super, every single travel nurse I've talked to is so willing to just help out one another and support one another. And I feel like I've gotten so many messages from other travelers saying how helpful it was that I was super open and able to talk to them about their experiences. And the biggest thing that helps us as travelers is knowing that we're not the only one going through these difficult times. And so I feel like you just need to connect with another traveler and know that it is scary and it's very overwhelming, but the experience is so worth it. And as soon as you reach out to someone and have that support system, it's going to help worlds because no one really understands the true experience like another traveler. So having that bond with someone else just makes the world's difference.
Absolutely. And then, Em, did you want to share any other? I know you've got a lot of tips and advice. Were there any others that you wanted to share before we moved on?
Yes. So one of my biggest pieces of advice is that everyone always is wondering, how do you find the right recruiter or the right agency? And I feel like the recruiter is way more important than the agency that you reach out to. You want to make sure that the recruiter has your back and is very open to discussing things with you, and someone you feel like you have a really good relationship with, especially on your first assignment when everything is going to be super scary and overwhelming. I think it's helped so much to have a recruiter who checks in with me at least every week to see how I was doing. It really showed that they cared and it makes the world's difference. And I always say that it's the recruiter over the company or agency. And talking to people and friends that you know who are travelers are the best way to find recruiters that I feel personally.
I think so too. I think anytime you can get a recommendation or a suggestion from someone that you care about and trust, I think that's really good. I think that's awesome. Well, cool. Well, I think those are great. That's great tips. It's great advice, everybody. Make sure that you are listening to that. And you can also check out more of Emily's stuff. But before we move on, I just wanted to ask you, Em, how do you think that we can improve this travel industry? I mean, overall, just how can we improve the industry? I know at Wanderly, we try to take feedback and suggestions, testimonials, things like that, and immediately act on making improvements on our platform. But how else do you think that we can, maybe not even just Wanderly, but just us as an entire community, how can we improve this industry as a whole?
I think we just need to talk to each other more. I feel like we're so open to sharing our experiences, but there isn't as much interaction as there could be. But I feel like, as with anything, there's always room for improvement. And I think platforms such as Wanderly, this podcast, and also platforms on Instagram and Facebook are helping with bringing like-minded people together. And I feel like also transforming these online relationships to real life is the best thing that can happen. And it just takes a message on DM or just you reaching out to someone that you think you'd be great friends with, someone in your area. I feel like that's the best way to improve the community and to help with these relationships because we're all so willing to be friends with one another, but it's just taking that next step. And I think I'm a pretty introverted person, but travel nursing has definitely helped me get out of my shell, be more open to saying hi to somebody and start up conversations, see if we can be better friends, build bonds. And I feel like travel nursing is just such a great community to get out, but you have to be willing and open to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know that the travel nursing world and the staff nursing world are two different things. It's weird. We're very similar, but they are almost completely separate worlds. Do you think that every nurse should try travel, and why or why not?
Absolutely. I think I always hear people say that you have to be single and young to travel. That is not the case at all. I have talked to families, couples, older nurses who travel, and having commitments to your significant other, having kids or a home, are no excuses to not take the leap into travel nursing. It is definitely harder logistically to travel nurse with those factors, but I'm a firm believer that if you want to do something, it is possible. And I've met so many people who travel who are not single and quote unquote young. Really, that's really subjective to the person. Traveling keeps your spirit and your soul young anyways, and whatever the reason is for you to travel, whether that's to explore or adventure or financial security, just do it. It's so worth it, and there's always ways around all those different factors and barriers.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think that every nurse should absolutely try travel. Nobody that listens to my podcast would not know that. I mean, I say this all the time, but I really think it's so important. I think there are so many things that you learn just by stepping out on your own and trying something new, but also just so many more skills are created in your skill set. Your resume is so much more padded when you have all this different experience with different systems, different people, different units, different everything. I mean, I think it's super important. And then also just, you know, personal growth and meeting new people and being a part of a different community. I also think that that's important. So you and I are very aligned in that, sister. What food recommendation do you have for people? This is my favorite part of the podcast because I'm a huge foodie, but have you had any, you know, cuisine or any beverages that you've tried on your travels that you just really want to share?
Yes. So I went to Thailand for a month before I started travel nursing, which was the best decision. I highly recommend going on a month long or a couple weeks vacation before you start traveling because you deserve it. And today actually marks the 1 year anniversary that I left for that trip. And there were so many amazing foods and drinks I had there. But two that stick out to me while I was there is something called khao soi. And this is a noodle dish in a spicy curry soup. And then anything coconut. So whether that was drinking and eating the inside of a fresh coconut or coconut ice cream or coconut shakes for that month in Thailand, I had something coconut every single day. And it was so delicious and refreshing.
Wait, hold on. Were you in Thailand by yourself or did you go with a group of people?
It was so the first 2 weeks I went with two friends and then I was with myself for 1 week, which was amazing. And honestly, I wish I did the entire trip by myself. And then the last week, my brother came to join me.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have to take your advice because I love to travel and I've been a little bit nervous to do an international trip by myself, but I think you just gave me the confidence. So I'm going to have to check it out.
Yes. So I think Thailand too is the perfect place to be because nowadays it's so commercialized and also touristy that it's very, very easy to get around. You know, I don't speak Thai and it's very backpacker friendly. And the reason why I chose Thailand was because it was super affordable. So about a month there, I spent probably less than $2,500 for just a month. And that covered everything from airfare to the food to accommodations. I stayed at a nice resort and it was about $30 a night. So it's very affordable and incredible.
Oh, okay, I'm super excited right now. I'm absolutely going to do this. Okay, I'm so distracted because it sounds so wonderful. But do you have a book recommendation that you can share with our travelers?
Yes, so I'm an avid, huge self-growth and development being, and I just actually finished mentorship with Kat Golden, who is Nine Lives Health on Instagram and creator of the Nurses Inspire Nurses movement. And during that mentorship, she had me read The Big Leap, which was life-changing for me. It talks about how we all have our upper limits in life in whatever pathway it is, whether that's romance or in your job or just personal development, and how once we reach a certain happiness in something, we feel like that's it. And there's this set thermostat then limit that we have that we feel like we can't go on to pursue more and more and feel more happiness in that realm in your life. And it's basically just how to overcome that limit, and that whatever happiness or joy or success or abundance there is in life, there's always more to be had and that you deserve it. And so I highly recommend that book, as well as now I'm reading The Untethered Soul, which is very similar to that.
Love it. I love all of these. Okay, great. Well, we can't wait to share those out, Em. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you have to add before we hop off?
So you can find me on Explorin' M. Chang on Instagram. So that's EXPLOR_ Sorry, I'm going to start that over.
Yeah, no problem.
So you can find me on Instagram at explorn_emcheng. That's Explorin' M. Chang, and then also on Facebook and YouTube, Explorin' M. Chang. And when I started these platforms, I wanted to showcase not only my experiences on social media, but also to educate on topics that are never really spoken about, and talk to other travelers and their experiences too, and to share the valuable information through my posts and my videos and Instagram lives. It's terrifying to take the leap into travel nursing, and there's so much unknown. And what I was amazed by was how supportive everyone is. And so I'm super passionate about creating a stronger community and bonds between one another. And we are never alone in our journeys. And my goal is to help travel nurses and hope that no one ever feels that way through my videos and my platforms. And I try to remain as real and vulnerable as I can be to show people that I am human and that we're all going through the same experiences, and that you can always feel open to approaching me and feel supported by me and also the travel nurse community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Emily, for being on the Happy Traveler. We were honored to have you. We've got you back. We at Wanderly are huge fans of yours. We can't wait to watch all of this take off and continue to grow and be a huge part of this and continue to collaborate. So thank you so much for jumping on the Happy Traveler. Everybody, that is Emily Chang. She is a CVICU registered nurse and a traveler. And you can go and check her out on all the platforms that she just mentioned. So thank you so much for listening. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we will be back next week.